Welcome to White Paper World, the podcast that helps B2B writers and marketers get better results from your white papers. White Paper World 40, April 25th, 2024. Shun the Shuns, Part 2. My quick tip last issue advised writers to avoid puffed up words ending in shun. And that prompted veteran writer Bob Bly to tell me, I have the same criticism about politicize, prioritize, strategize, and other I-Z-E words. I even wrote about the rise of I's in my book, The Elements of Technical Writing. And so he did. So with Bob's permission, I excerpted a guest tip, Excise the I's, by Bob Bly, used with permission. The tendency to add I-Z-E to nouns is an old story in English. The practice has been going on for centuries. Apologize was born before 1600, and criticize appeared in Shakespeare's day. Revolutionize came along before 1800. Burglarize first appeared in the 1870s. Edwin Newman, in his book A Civil Tongue, suggests that by adding I-Z-E to certain words, people believe they're achieving a more business-like, i.e. professional, tone. Prioritize may sound more business-like than make priorities, but it's also awkward, pretentious, and incorrect. Some I's words are ambiguous. Take finalized. Does this mean to complete? If you finalize my contract, are you signing it? Or are you just about to sign it? The word finalize slips into vagueness by failing to tell us precisely what has been concluded. It could be the signing of a document, the agreement to the wording, the agreement to even write a contract. Here are a few other I's words to be used sparingly, if at all. Academize, customize, formalize, maximize, normalize, optimize, politicize, standardize, traumatize, utilize. And here's four more terrible I's words added by that white paper guy. Productize, rationalize, systematize, and tokenize. This guest tip was excerpted from The Elements of Technical Writing by Robert W. Bly and Gary Blake, 1993. And here's a mini review. If you write white papers about technical subjects, no matter how much experience you have, you can benefit from this book. I did technical writing on and off for 20 years, producing dozens of thick manuals about hardware and software, and I could have used this book during that time. This title covers most of the struggles people have when writing about technical subjects. The chapter on how to write numbers alone is worth the price of admission. As Bly notes, there are many ways to write any number, and writers should really pick the best form. That chapter lays out logical guidelines for expressing numbers, units of measure, equations, and symbols. And these sensible rules of thumb will help any writer pick the best way to convey these kind of tricky items. The book goes on to spell out advice on punctuation, grammar, abbreviations, and caps. And I can't argue with a single item I found in there. You know, there are thicker manuals of style from big companies like IBM and Microsoft. Those are assembled by committees and published decades after this one. But when I want to check how to handle some editorial issue, I pick Bob's book off my shelf first, and I'll follow his advice. You can still get this book from Amazon like I did. It's an oldie, but a goodie. This just in, NetLine 2024 report on B2B content. Syndication service NetLine publishes detailed and thought-provoking reports on B2B content. The company's 2024 report just came out, based on 6.2 million registrations for B2B content in 2023. Here's the key finding. Demand for AI-related content is surging, up 5.5 times in 2023. And they predict this will double again in 2024. This confirms what I said in December. Writing about AI is the hottest market of the year for white paper writers. And that's not all. NetLine says AI accelerates every other type of content as well. Expect this to hold true for the foreseeable future, as AI accelerates everything across the content marketing universe, says the report. So, AI will speed up production and distribution of every form of content about every possible topic. As if life wasn't already moving fast enough. What's the most popular format of B2B content? Well, 4 out of 10, 39.5% of the pieces downloaded from NetLine in 2023 were ebooks. White paper scored only 6%, and every other format was below 10% as well. According to that, ebooks are 4 to 10 times more popular than any other format. Yet, the report acknowledges a point I made a year ago. The line between ebooks and white papers is very fuzzy. NetLine sees ebooks as more introductory, while white papers are more in-depth. But you and I know we can call any piece of B2B content by any number of names: ebook, guide, research report, special report, white paper. So my advice from a year ago still stands. Try calling your white paper an ebook or a research report, or my own personal favorite, a special report. You don't have to change a single word inside. If you want to get your own copy of NetLine's 2024 report on B2B content consumption, go to netline.com. Book giveaway extended. I want some more bad advice. I want white paper tips so rotten they really stink up the place. And I'm extending the April book giveaway to get it. You must have heard some, so please share. Tell me anything any self-styled expert said about white papers that you don't agree with. To enter, drop me an email to gordon@thatwhitepaperguy.com by 6 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, April 28th. Tell me the worst tip or the most misguided hack or the silliest advice you've ever heard. I'll enter you in the book giveaway and send the winner your choice of my list of recommended books on white papers and everything else. I've already given away 12 books. The next one could be yours. So enter today. That's all for this issue. You can get all the previous issues of White Paper World from thatwhitepaperguy.com/newsletters. And to get every future issue, visit thatwhitepaperguy.com/subscribe. Until next time, good luck on all your projects from That White Paper Guy, Gordon Graham.